So the Bible tells about a boy whose name was Jeremiah. And for as long as he could remember, this boy, Jeremiah, had had the feeling that he was made to do special work for God. It was almost like he could hear God talking to him, saying, Jeremiah, even before you were born, I had a purpose in mind for you. Before you were even inside your mother's body, I had determined that you were going to be a messenger to bring words from me to my people. You are going to be a prophet, which means that your job is going to be to go to ordinary people sometimes or kings and princes sometimes and talk to them about how I, your God, mean for people to live. This made Jeremiah kind of worried. And so Jeremiah said to God, I'm too young, I'm too small, I can't do that job, I won't have any idea what to say. But God answered Jeremiah and said, actually, you can do this job, even if you are young, even if you are small, and the reason you can do it is because I'm going to give you the words to say. I'm going to tell you who to go talk to, and I'm going to tell you what you should say. And as God was conveying that to Jeremiah, it felt all of a sudden like God was touching Jeremiah's mouth. See, said God, feel this, I'm putting my words inside of you. And so, even though he was young, Jeremiah began to go around trying to talk to people about God and about how God wanted them to live and trying to explain to them that the way they act in the world makes a difference. But you know, most of those people just said, it's none of your business, Jeremiah. Go away and leave us alone. We don't have to care about God. We can do whatever we want to. Well, one day, God instructed Jeremiah to go watch some artists at work, to go to the place where people were using clay to make bowls and plates and pots. And Jeremiah sat there watching while the potter was trying to make smooth, round, perfectly shaped bowls. And Jeremiah noticed that if the bowl got messed up as it was spinning around on the wheel there and the potter was trying to make it just right, if it got lumpy or uneven or it broke or something, then what the potter would do is just mash the clay all back up and start over again. And so Jeremiah realized, oh, this is telling me something about God. And he went and started explaining again in this new way to people, look, God is like a potter, and we're the clay in God's hands, and God's trying to make us into good people. But if we don't do what God is asking of us, if we refuse to live God's way, God's going to have to do what that potter's doing, which is mush it all back into a lump and start over again. Well, even still, the people laughed at Jeremiah. They didn't want to listen. And Jeremiah got really discouraged. Sometimes he felt angry that they ignored him. Sometimes he felt really sad. But no matter how he felt, he always would go and talk to God about, oh, I feel so angry, I feel so frustrated, I feel so sad. And God would always listen and remind Jeremiah, you don't ever have to be afraid because I'm always with you. I'm always with you, helping you and guiding you. And so even though it was lonely and frustrating and discouraging sometimes, Jeremiah kept on talking about God because he knew that that's what he had been made to do. We're going to join hands now and say a prayer. And we want to thank you, dear God, for reminding us that we're never too young and we're never too old to do your work. Thank you also for your constant presence with us so that we never have to be afraid. We give thanks to you in Jesus' name. Amen.